birds, including the red-breasted nuthatch, white-tailed ptarmigan, pileated woodpecker, and Bohemian waxwing, scoop up fresh, powdery snow from the ground, trees, or rooftops. Black-capped chickadees drink the water dripping from icicles. The northern flicker hammers at the icy top layer of snow and eats the tiny shards of ice that chip off. Eating all that ice comes at a cost. It takes energy to convert ice and snow to water and warm it up to the body temperature of a bird. But it may be worth the calories for, say, a red-breasted nuthatch when the alternative is to break off from the flock in search of liquid water, leaving it exposed to predators such as hawks. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
"'Twas in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled, that Mahigichee Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Stars grew dim and wandering hunter heard the hymn, Jesus your King. Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. Within a lodge of broken bark the tender babe was found. A ragged robe of rabbit skin and wrapped his beauty round. But as the hunter braves grew nigh, the angel's song rang loud and high, Jesus your King. Jesus is born in excelsis glory.
yo sé al motor echarle gasolina. Con el swing que yo tengo lo pongo potente y la paso genial. Parezco un loco porque al día a día voy a inventarle alguna bobería. No me pregunto lo que tú dirías.
Si al final de la cuenta más vale el intento que hablar.
She is a counselor with the city of Burnaby, Burnaby City Council, and I talked to her about the Handy Dart service and efforts to improve that. Here's our interview. Thank you for joining me. Maite Santiago is a counselor with the city of Burnaby. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Magnus. Thank you for having me.
So you've moved the motion at Burnaby City Council endorsing an open letter from the Save Our Handy Dart Coalition. What is the issue at stake here?
Yeah, that's right. So the issue is about, the Handy Dart service. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to meet with some folks from the Save Our Handy Dart Coalition, right. And they really highlighted some really concerning and troubling things with regards right. to how... the continued contracting out of this service yeah. is affecting
maybe,
clients.
Maybe you could first tell me, just before we get into it, tell me, what is the Handy Dart service?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, so the Handy Dart service, it's, I guess it's what they call a paratransit service. Mm-hmm. It's a door-to-door service that it's a shared ride service for people who are unable to navigate conventional public transit without assistance. Yep. Right. So, this could be like a range of folks, people with, different kinds of disabilities, and a lot of the elderly seniors also take this service.
Right. Great. And so you're supporting this open letter from the Save Our Handy Dart Coalition.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was really pleased to see the rest of council support it as well. So we were able to pass this motion. Asks that the City of Burnaby be added, the City of Burnaby Council be added as a signatory to the open letter to Minister Fleming. And it calls for four things. One is to fulfill TransLink's original pledge to limit the percentage of taxi trips being used to 7% or lower of total Handy Dart trips. Two, to provide it's to direct TransLink to provide accessible, affordable, and increased Handy Dart transportation as part of the government's commitment to implement the Accessible BC Act. Our third call of the letter is calling on TransLink board to develop and conduct an unbiased public sector comparator with the full participation of Handy and Dart riders and workers, so that there can be a comparison of the costs and benefits of insourcing to the continued outsourcing, which is what TransLink had promised in 2016. Mm-hmm. And the last call, and I think this is, the most important one really, is to develop and implement a plan to bring Handy Dart in-house as a subsidiary of TransLink, including providing provincial and federal funds for permanent facilities for an expanded and electric Handy Dart fleet.
Great. And that on that last point, you know, Handy Dart, you know, is under the TransLink umbrella, at least in the Vancouver region, and it's currently contracted out to a private company which actually provides the service. And one of the issues that that Handy Dart users are having is not only with that circumstance, but also the fact that further from that, a certain amount of rides are further sort of contracted out to taxis, to not the dedicated Handy Dart vehicles and drivers. What are the Save Our Handy Dart Coalition users saying to you about this?
Yeah, so they're saying it's really problematic, and they're seeing taxis being used, say, up to like 23% of mm-hmm. the time. And I think we need to also consider, as Councillor Seb Dhaliwal pointed out during the council meeting, this is also problematic because I guess initially the idea is taxis would be used if the Handy Dart service is unable to accommodate the riders, right? So it sort of be like a backup. And then I think at the time, taxis or taxi services were required to have a certain percentage of their fleet as being able to accommodate wheelchairs and having drivers who are trained. But then when Uber came in, this really also decimated, right? Mm-hmm. Our taxi industry. And so now, you've got Handy Dart sort of offloading this service onto an industry that's, even less capable of handling it. And it's also, we also heard that this contracting out is having effects on the workers, on the worker morale. There have been 4 contractors in recent years. We also heard that every time there's a new contractor, these contractors, they don't share, right, information mm-hmm. and policies, with each other. So it's like this brand new thing, and it's really not serving anybody. So I think ultimately what's needed is we need to start working towards how we can bring this service in-house. Mm-hmm. And in the city of Burnaby, this is something that, we've also strived to do, right? Over the years, over the decades, as much as possible to be able to provide, city services, right? Mm-hmm. by city staff instead of contracting out.
Okay, so it's interesting you say actually the contractor has changed several times in recent years. I wasn't aware of that. Because, of course, you see the Handy Dart vehicles traveling around, so presumably an operator comes in and takes over the whole operation somehow.
Yeah, I was really surprised to hear, Magnus, when I heard that that every time there's a new contractor, they don't, it's not like they're going to give whatever policies or operational procedures they have to the next one, right? Mm. So, you can really see how this is not serving the workers, and it also doesn't sound very efficient.
No, it doesn't.
Right? So
yep.
Initially, I think it was First Transit was operating it, and then now it's another, it's another company. So it's not a good system, and we really need to provide, I think as a society, to realize the value of ensuring that we have this paratransit service mm-hmm. for people, and how it's also critical to look at the experience of the riders. Because if, for example, we've got, for example, taxis, right? And it's not to criticize them, but, they're also just not trained or equipped right. to provide that door-to-door service. And with Handy Dart, it's not just getting people from one point to another, right? It's also, assisting them and it also helps when it's the same driver. and it's guiding them along. And if a rider has a bad experience one time, you know, then they might be less inclined to use that service again. You know, so then this would affect, you know, a whole host of things, right? So
well, yeah, it really affects their sort of a bit, their mobility and their ability to get around and, you know, live a life the rest of us take for granted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. As we saw during the pandemic, how critical it is to be able to provide ways for people to overcome the social isolation, you know, and then another thing that they might do is they might rely on, you know, private vehicles, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to get around, which is also not good in terms of our climate.
Yeah.
Goals.
Yeah. One of the things that surprised me, you know, a few years ago, we had someone working with our organization who needed Handy Dart to come and go. And it's not something I'd ever thought about, but I was surprised to find out that it's not actually that timely. I mean, yes, it's getting them there, but sometimes, you know, they end up having to arrive like 90 minutes or 2 hours before their appointed time because that's when a ride's available. And, you know, it's like, okay, no, I got to leave now. I'm not really finished what I'm doing, but if I don't go now, I don't have a ride. And that seems like an area that could be improved too, because I think if any of us thought about, you know, being put on those kinds of time inconveniences, that's seems an issue too.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's unjust, right? Mm-hmm. To have that barrier or to create that difficulty for folks just because they happen to have, you know, a certain disability or they happen to have certain physical or cognitive challenges.
Right. So the motion was passed at a recent council meeting. Can you tell me a bit about that? And what was the reaction reaction of your fellow councillors?
Yeah, so we passed it at our December 4th council meeting, and the rest of council was, you know, extremely supportive of it. And so it was great. And I think, you know, and again, you know, we've got a great council, Magnus, mm-hmm. that really saw the value of ensuring that we have a strong Handy Dart system to service, you know, the most vulnerable, really, right? Mm-hmm. Residents of Burnaby. And I'm also proud to say that the city council also sees the value in ensuring that workers that provide this service, you know, are also treated well so that they can do, you know, do the job that you know, that they need to do and that they're supported. And, you know, by contracting out and having different contractors and, you know, it's just not working for anybody.
Right. Do you know what TransLink's response is to the idea of bringing Handy Dart in house?
Yeah, I do know, Magnus, that the folks at Save Our Handy Dart Coalition made a presentation to TransLink. You know, I'm sure they can speak more to that, but you know, we're certainly hopeful that you know, TransLink will look at this and realize that it's time to take steps to bringing it in-house so that we can really ensure that we have a strong Handy Dart system to service, you know, these clients who need that. And I guess, Magnus, I also just want to mention that I came to this issue from a personal standpoint, because my dad, he used to live with us and he had dementia and he used Handy Dart regularly to get to his day program. And it was just, you know, an invaluable service for Dad and also for our family. And I saw that, you know, sometimes we would have the same driver, you know, that would come. So they knew Dad, they'd pick him up in the morning and they'd be the ones to take him at night. And the first time, because I didn't know about Handy Dart, Magnus, but the first time when they came to the door, helped him down the stairs, I was, you know, I was really impressed and super grateful that we had something like that. And then I remember one time it was Christmas, we'd gotten up late, Handy Dart driver came to the door and we're like, oh my gosh, his dad's not ready. Can you wait a few minutes? Right. And they did. And so Dad was able to go to his program and, you know, and see the friends and the folks that he had there. And so again, it's not just, you know, moving people, right, from one place to another.
Well, great. Well, thank you for speaking to me today. Maita Santiago is a Burnaby councillor, and she moved a motion that was passed on December 4th at Burnaby City Council, endorsing a letter by Save Our Handiwork Coalition, and particularly asking for both for the Handiwork service to be brought in-house rather than contracted out, and to reduce the use of taxis, and I guess generally provide a stronger service for our disability community here in Burnaby.
Yeah, thank you so much, Magnus, for the opportunity to speak to this. And I should mention that the Save Our Handiwork Coalition, it is a coalition of riders, their families, disability justice advocates, labor and community groups who've all come together, right, to fight for the future of Handiwork. And, you know, as the local elected officials, we're, you know, pleased for this chance to support them. And for more info, folks can go to their website, saveourhandiwork.ca, and they have a petition up, and, you know, you can also take a survey to help contribute what your experience or your thoughts might be. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for bringing that up. Maita Santiago, Burnaby Councillor, thank you for speaking to me today.
Thank you again.
Thank you to Maita Santiago, Burnaby Councillor. That website, again, is the saveourhandiwork.ca. You can find out more information about both the motion and the issues that the ridership has with the Handiwork service, and the improvements they'd like to see. Of course, it's not all bad news. As Maita said there, it is a very valued service, and that's why they want to see the improvements they're looking for.
something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a joyful Kwanzaa and a happy new year.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly Christmas and a happy new year.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The staff and volunteers